15 female and 251 male candidates started the grueling two-month course. Of that class, three women and 221 men graduated. The Marine Corps is the most physically demanding branch of service. One female graduate describes how she persevered through live fire field training and day-long hikes carrying more than 80 pounds of gear.
One of the biggest things that kept us going was the fact that we were representing more than ourselves. We had to represent the females that are coming behind us and the females that are already in combat and are already in situations where they need this training. So I believe that we owe this to all the females in the Marine Corps.
Although the women were made to meet the same standards as their male training counterparts, they will not at this time be able to join infantry units. This is according to Colonel Jeffrey Connor, the School of Infantry's commanding officer.
It's necessary to do a very thorough analysis to determine what the conditions would be so that if the decision is made to open that skill set to female Marines, that we don't inadvertently cause harm to a female Marine.
Connor says a huge concern is safety, as incidence of injury is historically higher for female than male Marines. He adds that the Corps doesn't want to degrade any unit's readiness for combat. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.